This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Janice Simpson. Last name S for Sam, I for India, M for Mary, P for Peter, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy. First name Janice, J for Joy, A for Apple, N for Nancy, I for India, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. Date May 20, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 56-year-old female patient who was referred for the management of hypertension, period. She is in an assisted living home and she was brought here in a wheelchair, period. The patient niece, N for Nancy, I for India, E for Europe, C for Charlie, E for Europe, said that she cannot communicate, but she understands some simple talk. T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry, K for Kite, period, new paragraph. In 2001, she had a fibroid uterus surgery, and subsequently she suffered anoxic brain damage. Anoxic, A for Apple, N for Nancy, O, X, I for India, C for Charlie, period. Subsequently, she had a quadriplegia, Q, U, A for Apple, D for David, R, I for India, P for Peter, L for Larry, E for Europe, G, I for India, A for Apple. And since then, she is in a wheelchair, period. Her head leans towards right side and she tends to drool. D for David, R, O, O, L for Larry, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. In the assisted living home, at times the diastolic blood pressure has been noted high. Period. Generally, the systolic blood pressure is within normal limit, period. In the past, when C has been given metoprolol, 12.5 milligram POBID, it drops her blood pressure significantly, period. The BID, B for boy, I for India, D for David, period. She has been on Lasix, L for Larry, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, X, 20 milligram tablet, and she takes half tablet in the morning as needed for edema of feet, period. In the past, because of supraventricular tachycardia, she was started on flecainide, F for Frank, L for Larry, E for Europe, C for Charlie, A for Apple, I for India, N for Nancy, I for India, D for David, E for Europe, and dose is 150 milligram POBID, period. She has tolerated flecainide so far, period. Her other medicine is atorvastatin, 10 milligram PO at night for hypercholesterolemia, and aspirin, 81 milligram PO once a day, period. All this medicine she has been taking for a long time, and in the past she has been managed by a cardiologist, period. At this moment, there is no other information available from the niece or a cardiologist, period. New paragraph. So as mentioned above, for supraventricular tachycardia, she was started on flaconide, and at present she's on flaconide 150 milligram PO twice a day. And it appears that her supraventricular arrhythmia are well controlled, period. New paragraph. Past history, no past history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, or myocardial infarction, period. History of anoxic brain damage and quadriplegia, as mentioned above, in 2004, period, and history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No other significant history, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Social history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil somewhat constricted, but reacts to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The pedal pulse could not be palpated because of the some layers of clothes. Layer L for Larry, A for Apple, Y, E for Europe, R, S, layers of clothes, C, L, O, T for Tom, H, E for Europe, S, period. No carotid bruit, period, and no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth in the costal space, within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. New paragraph, the blood pressure in right superior extremity 110 over 70 millimeters of mercury, period. In the left superior extremity 100 over 60 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph, cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period, no S3, period, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, the air entries equal on both sides, period, there are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organo. Megaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS cannot be evaluated well, period. New paragraph. Musculoskeletal system does show some contracture, particularly at the elbow joint. C for Charlie, O, N for Nancy, T for Tom. R, A, C for Charlie, T for Tom, U, R, E, period. And as mentioned above, she's not mobile, period. And new paragraph, the EKG, sinus bradycardia, and no other significant abnormality. Period. New paragraph. A review of blood pressure done in the assisted living shows that generally systolic blood pressure is within normal limit, and diastolic blood pressure at times has been higher, like 89 or 90 millimeters of mercury, period. The For example, on May 9th, 2024, the blood pressure was 118 over 96 millimeters of mercury, which I question the accuracy of the blood pressure measurements, period. Since patient has a significant bradycardia, plan is to discontinue metoprolol and continue other medications, period. This was explained to the niece in detail, which they understood well, and they had no further questions, period.